The former Governor General Peter Hollingworth has given a personal apology to an abuse survivor at the Child Abuse Royal Commission. Dr. Hollingworth told the Commission hearings in Hobart that he had made a serious error of judgment in handling the man's case in the 1990s when he was Archbishop of Brisbane. The Commission has heard that the Archbishop disregarded the victim's plea to remove his abuser from the ministry. Samantha Donovan reports.
Criticism of Peter Hollingworth's handling of child sexual abuse allegations forced his resignation as Governor-General in 2003. At the Royal Commission hearings in Hobart today, the former Archbishop of Brisbane gave evidence that while he'd apologised to abuse survivors at that time, he wanted to give a personal apology to the survivor, BYB. He looked directly at BYB in the hearing room.
After a great deal of consideration over the past 22 years, I acknowledge unconditionally that my actions were misguided, wrong, and a serious error of judgment, and that I genuinely regret that. The fundamental mistake I made was failing to understand the long-term repercussions that arise from child sexual abuse. In that respect, I failed to make your needs my absolute first priority. To BYB and your family, I'm deeply sorry that I was not sufficiently sensitive to your needs. In particular, I acknowledge that my actions must have heightened your distress, and for this I am very sorry.
Earlier this morning, BYB had given evidence that for several years in the late 70s and early 80s, he was sexually abused by Anglican lay preacher John Elliott, who later became a priest. BYB gave evidence he'd met Elliott through the church and the Church of England Boys Society when he was about eight. In 1993, when he was in his 20s, BYB met with Archbishop Hollingworth. He gave evidence that he told the Archbishop his abuse wasn't an isolated incident and Elliott shouldn't be in contact with members of the public.
Although both of my parents and I discussed the matter on several occasions with Dr. Hollingworth, Elliott was allowed to stay on as the rector of Dalby. I never received an appropriate response to my request that Elliott be disallowed from having any contact with children. I was only ever told by Dr. Hollingworth that these matters were best handled internally and that there was a process to be followed and there was no need to involve any other parties. From that first meeting onwards, I felt that Dr. Hollingworth did not want to remove Elliott from the Dalby parish and that as Elliott had admitted the abuse, I should forgive him and move on.
Elliott remained as rector at Dalby until 1998. He was later convicted and jailed for the sexual abuse of several boys, including BYB. Counsel assisting the Royal Commission, Naomi Sharp, questioned Peter Hollingworth as to why he'd allowed Elliott to stay on as rector after BYB's complaint.
Well, I had been managing the risks as best I could. There appeared to me no further risks. He was of an age where this was less likely to happen in any case. He was in considerable financial need, and on the balance of things, I thought there was no problem about it.
And you took no further steps to assess at the time you granted this authority to officiate whether Mr. Elliott may pose a risk to children in the parishes he preached in?
Yes, I guess that's true.
You know now that Mr. Elliott lied to you about his offending, don't you?
Yes.
Do you agree that granting Mr. Elliott an authority to officiate in February of 1998 was a serious error of judgment on your part?
The whole thing was, from beginning to the end, I've got no dispute about that, and that's why I wanted to make that apology.
The former Anglican Archbishop of Adelaide, Ian George, also apologised to clerical abuse victims today. The Commission has heard that he ignored the pleas of Father Don Owers in the late 90s and early 2000s to tell the public that a long-time leader of the Church of England Boys Society, Bob Brandenburg, had abused scores of boys. Brandenburg committed suicide in 1999, immediately before he was due to face court on hundreds of charges. Bishop Ian George told the Commission,
I'm deeply sorry that the Church did not protect children and indeed provided an avenue and an opportunity for someone like Brandenburg to abuse so many. To those survivors who were the subject of abuse in the diocese and their families, and especially those who were abused by Brandenburg, I'm deeply sorry for the harm inflicted upon them. I want to say that the advice that I was receiving from Dr. Owers was the path I should have followed. I'm sorry that further harm has been caused to survivors and their families, as a result of my failure to act as I should have.
The Royal Commission hearings continue in Hobart tomorrow.
Samantha Donovan.